This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once-a-week, only-on-Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is Warren Buffett wisdom on real estate investing. But before we get started, I always like to, you know, throw in some quick announcements here. And I don't have a lot today, actually. Things are going really, really good. I am so excited. We're rehabbing a bunch of our properties pretty aggressively right now in Memphis. We have some great tenants. We're doing a major stealth tenant marketing effort in Indianapolis and getting some great folks into our 22 unit there. Everything has been going pretty good, and we are aggressively searching in secondary and tertiary markets right now for our next apartment purchase. So I'll update you on that as it comes up. Well, you know, a couple of episodes ago, I think I mentioned about this contest we have going. And, well, you know, I'm starting to get some questions about the contest. Plus, we're getting a great response. Some people have been going to iTunes. Now, the contest, if you haven't heard yet, is basically we're trying to see if we can get a boost of activity on iTunes in terms of reviews. And that will attract some additional people to the show, which will allow us to do more of what we do here, which is really just sharing real estate investing information for those 50-plusers out there that are looking at retirement. Either approaching it or already in it. So that's what we're doing. And I got this contest. And, you know, I think a lot of people have kind of caught me here. They said, well, this is a contest. What's the prize? And yeah, I know. I kind of just, I haven't really found the prize yet. Okay, so I'm really sorry about that. But hey, it's going to be a great contest. And so maybe you guys have some ideas in terms of a prize, you know? I was thinking, hey, you could stay like 3 nights in one of our Airbnb units in Indianapolis. That would be pretty cool, right? But, you know, there's other people who have given me some other ideas too. So send me your ideas on what you might think would be a good prize. Okay. So in the meantime, I said I would read some of these reviews that are coming in, and they are humbling here. Nice reviews. I'm actually kind of embarrassed to read them, but I'll go ahead, try it anyway. Okay. And the problem is, okay, too, and I didn't really think out this contest as well as I should have. So a lot of people, when they have their iTunes reviews, it doesn't really have their real name. It kind of has their name, and some do have names, but so you know, when we announce the winner, after we pick, you know, we're going to choose from these reviews who the winner is going to be. You know, I may have to say, well, it's XO503, you know, and claim your prize kind of thing. So be ready for that. Anyway, I know it's just taking way too long to say. But anyway, let me just go over some of the reviews here. As I said I would, I will read these reviews. If you put reviews on iTunes on our show, we would be so touched and moved. These are some of the five-star reviews. All four of them were five-star reviews, which is really cool. First one said, excellent source of real estate information. And that was by 123CPRTN. Okay, that's the person. Okay, but that's cool. Okay, because a lot of people pick these names. Anyway, here's another one. Okay, and this one's kind of embarrassing again. But this is says, Bill's the best. Okay, yeah, right. Okay, and this is by Adam Invests in Indy, which is a cool kind of tag name, huh? And he said, discovered this podcast when Bill was a guest on Bigger Pockets. Besides the fact that you can be lulled into such a peaceful state with this amazing radio voice. Okay, I'm just going to add a little thing in here. here. One of my best friends, okay, actually listens to the show. And she's a kid I grew up with, not a kid anymore, but grandma now, but she listens to our show. And I was saying, oh, that's so cool. I didn't even know you're interested in real estate investing. And she happened to say, well, yeah, actually, you know, Bill, I don't know what it is about your voice, but I've been having trouble sleeping. And I just put on your podcast and I'm like out. Okay. Like in 5 minutes. So anyway, that's that amazing radio voice. You know, this is a really embarrassing, but anyway, that's what she says. So anyway, he goes on to say, Bill delivers. He's someone who is on the ground floor, front lines every day, shares his own journey with listeners. I'm not yet quite an old dog myself, but the information that you gain from it is so valuable because it's from a down-to-earth person in the trenches who is sharing their personal experience. Can't recommend it. Let me try that again. Can't recommend it enough. Also, I think it has an original hip-hop track for the Wrap It Up section. It's great. Yeah, that's my son, Kenny. Call him Kenda, KD. But anyway, so yeah, that's his little rap thing. Okay, so that's two reviews, and I've already taken way too long here. So let's jump into our subject matter, okay? Warren Buffett, wisdom on real estate investing. And so those of you that think of Warren Buffett, I know you probably don't think of him as a major real estate investor. I mean, just off the cuff, he's known as a top investor, though. He's not like a real estate investor, you know, big name, like be a Donald Bren, Sam Zell, even Donald Trump. But he is definitely known as an investor extraordinaire, and his name is definitely at the top of that list, or at least near the top of that list as an investor. His investment fund, Berkshire Hathaway, is an American multinational conglomerate holding company. It's headquartered in Omaha, Nebraska, and has averaged an annual growth in book value of 19% to its shareholders since 1965, compared to 9.7% from the S&P 500, with dividends included for that same period. It's an amazing investment fund and a company. The company is known for its control and leadership by Warren Buffett, who serves as chairman and chief executive, and Charlie Munger, the company's vice president. In the early part of his career at Berkshire, Buffett focused on long-term investments in publicly traded companies. But more recently, he has more frequently bought whole companies. Okay, so you're probably familiar with a lot of those transactions. But Berkshire now owns a diverse range of businesses, including confectionery, retail, railroads, home furnishings, encyclopedias, manufacturers of vacuum cleaners, jewelry sales, newspaper publishing, and on and on. According to the Forbes Global 2000 list and formula, Berkshire Hathaway is the third largest public company in the world, okay? The ninth largest conglomerate by revenue and the largest financial services company by revenue in the world. So that's Berkshire is pretty darn impressive. And so, you know, this is a guy that knows a lot about investing. So, you know, what I thought I would do is I would look at some of his more famous quotes about being a good investor, and I thought I would kind of convert them a little bit into real estate ease. Now, I will add, okay, although he's not known as a real estate guy, his residential brokerage firm, Home Services of America, is now the number two largest franchise in the U.S., okay? So it's 1,330 offices, more than 45,000 agents, and so forth. So he does have a big stake in real estate, and he definitely does invest in real estate, but it's not the largest part of his portfolio, so to speak. So anyway, I'm going to take some of his quotes and apply it. And I think there's just a lot of wisdom in the way that this guy invests. And I thought it would be helpful for those of you that are looking at real estate, especially in light of some of the changes going on in the market right now and an impending market correction and things in those nature. So quote number one, this is from Warren Buffett. Look at market fluctuations as your friend rather than your enemy. Profit from folly rather than participate in it. And I kind of would rephrase this as turning lemons into lemonade, right? Today's market fluctuations are your friend. This is, again, you know, my little interpretation here, because kind of the neat thing is they scare away a lot of the competition. In other words, other investors. They're also your friend because the fluctuations have created a flood of motivated sellers. And as any savvy investor knows, buying from motivated sellers is the only way to make it in this business. Okay, let me give you quote number two. Only when the tide goes out do you discover who's been swimming naked. Okay. Warren Buffett. Yes, that's his quote. This one I would interpret in the real estate stance of being keep plenty of tools, you know, investing techniques in your tool belt so that you can adapt to a changing market. What worked best in 2006 doesn't work best today in 2018. Today, we're seeing firsthand that those with only one investing strategy are extremely limited and really are going to have trouble adapting. So let's look at quote number three. Our favorite holding period is forever. And I think that this is an important one right now, because I'm realizing it as we're looking at these apartment buildings. And in the past, a lot of the investing that's been going on has been your 3 to 5 year hold, you know, maybe your 5 to 7 year hold. Well, I'm talking to some pretty seasoned investors on a regular basis on this show, and I am seeing people that are looking at holding for the long term. So real estate, as real estate is, it will always go up. Now, granted, it's gonna have its curves, its valleys, its peaks, and so forth, but it will always go up over the long term. And that's the key word here, the long term. To build true wealth, long-term wealth, you must buy and hold real estate. Get that? Buy and hold, and be willing to hold on for the long term. Something to think about. Quote number four here from Warren. Risk comes from not knowing what you're doing. And that one is a really, really good point here. Things are always changing and evolving in real estate. Those who don't know how to properly research markets and analyze, enter, and exit real estate property transactions today, they think the market is risky. Those who fully understand the intricacies of creative real estate investing continue to participate in profit. So the more you know, the more people that you talk to that have the experience, like these old timers out there, these old dogs that have been doing this for 40, 50, 60 years, you will learn from these guys that they're looking at things from a long-term perspective. And that's a smart, smart move, I think. Quote number five, I will tell you how to become rich. Close the doors, be fearful when others are greedy, be greedy when others are fearful. Now, I don't advocate anybody really being greedy, but I think what he's basically saying here is that when everybody else is selling, buy. When other people are buying, sell. And that's basically, you know, probably one of the oldest concepts of real estate right there. But a great one he uses in terms of investing in general. Okay, how are we doing here? Let's get into another quote number six here. Today's market fluctuations are your friend because they've scared off your competition and because the fluctuations have created a flood of motivated sellers. Wide diversification is only required when investors do not understand what they are doing. Rephrase it for real estate. Naive people are putting their money into stocks, bonds, and savings accounts right now. Smart people continue to invest in real estate, and they're picking up more bargains than ever. Again, knowing what you're doing and being confident in what you're doing, and, you know, again, it's an education issue too, but it is really going to make all the difference here. This is the time. And it is a seller's market. We've been talking about that. It's a seller's market, but it doesn't mean you can't make some good purchases. Okay, let's quote number seven here. Never count on making a good sale. Have the purchase price be so attractive that even a mediocre sale gives good results. It's a great quote. Now, looking at this from a real estate perspective, if you're concerned that you cannot sell for full value, then buy lower. maybe at about 60% of value and sell lower at about 90% of value. You have to look at what an opportunity presents itself. Don't always go in there with this, you know, this is my price. Your price may not work. And, you should never change your criteria, you know, unless absolutely there's no other option. But the idea is that, you go in smart. If you always go acquire property with a big enough gap in that price, you can make up the difference when you do have to sell. And maybe you're not selling as high as you thought you would, but you're still going to be making a profit. It just won't be the same profit. Okay, quote number 8, we will reject interesting opportunities rather than over-leverage our balance sheet. In other words, stick to your criteria, just like I said. Never shoot until you see the whites of their eyes. That's not his quote, but I mean, that's another phrase that applies here. Sometimes the best real estate deals are the ones you don't make, right? Okay, we can fit a few more here. Yeah, here's one I really like. It's far better to buy a wonderful company at a fair price than a fair company at a wonderful price. Let me say that one again, because I really like this. It's far better to buy a wonderful company at a fair price than a fair company at a wonderful price. If you're going to hold a property long term, it's far better to buy a wonderful house or a wonderful property at a fair price than a dump at a bargain, right? And I know people that flip houses and wholesale and do a lot of things, and sometimes they get something that just really is not that great. And when markets start shifting, all of a sudden you're stuck with all these lemons, and what are you going to do with them? So when you buy that property, always buy with the idea that you're going to be holding on to it for the long term. And that way you're going to pick out the gems, the ones that you really would want to have and hold on to. Okay, let's see what we got here. We got a quote number 10 here. A public opinion poll is no substitute for thought. Most Americans think that maybe now is a risky time to get into real estate investing. Do they know more than you? Most likely not. Only a handful of Americans know the specific techniques for profiting in today's market. It is tricky, but it's not impossible. And that's because they read articles, you know, out there that say, oh, you know, be cautious, don't go and get into real estate. Remember what happened in 2008. You know, they're not out there talking to the vets that have been out there and been through many recessions and many different time periods that affect sales. And where a lot of people do panic. You know, you think about it, a lot of the people that sold their houses during 2007, 2008, they look at the loss that they had. But those that were managed through whatever they might have had to do to hold on to that property today are sitting in a nice position. Again, don't be so influenced by public opinion. You know, think for the long term. Here's another one. The most important quality for an investor is temperament, not intellect. You need a temperament that neither derives great pleasure from being with the crowd or against the crowd. In other words, don't worry what the masses are doing. Follow the advice of successful real estate investors and use their techniques to profit in today's market. Okay, I think I fit a couple more in, and then we'll be there. I hope this is helpful for you. There's some good wisdom here. This one says you ought to be able to explain why you've taken the job you're taking, why you're making the investment you're making, or whatever it may be. And if you can't stand applying pencil to paper, you'd better think it through some more. And if you can't write an intelligent answer to those questions, don't do it. In other words, every deal must work on paper before it'll work in real life. It's, as investors, it's all about the numbers. And the numbers, don't lie. And the deeper you dig in there and the better numbers you get, the better story you have there. The numbers don't jive, take a hike. Go on to the next property and run the numbers again. And you just have to keep doing that until you find the right thing. And I think this will be my last one right here. I really like my life. I've arranged my life so that I can do what I want. Well, this is kind of the whole thing about real estate in general. It's the freedom to live life on your own terms, right? Remember, that's what real estate really, you know, really is about. It's a, you know, especially the type of investing that we're doing. It's a matter of creating freedom so that you can put the priorities that are really, you know, at the top of your list, on the top of the list, and to keep them there. A lot of times those great priorities get shifted down because we're trying to make an almighty buck and we're focused so much on, yeah, surviving and a lot of other issues. But doing it right, making the right decisions, and investing for the long term is smart. And you can benefit tremendously over the long term. It will generate the cash flow you need to be able to have the financial freedom that you're looking for. But again, you know, just be wise. Listen to some of these old timers like Warren here and learn from others' mistakes and others' wisdom. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here will be outlined in my show notes at the olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And just look for the episode referencing Warren Buffett. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.